Bill and Henry travel the whole of the next day. Again, they make camp in the evening. The hungry wolves are howling around them. The men are feeling nervous. Next morning, Bill and Henry discover that Frog, the strongest and the smartest of the dogs, is missing. They assume the wolves ate him. The next night, they tie each dog to a stick in the ground so they can't wander off. Later on, the dogs begin whining. In the firelight, the men see a female wolf, which they start calling a she-wolf. Henry realizes this is the cause of their dog's disappearance. The she-wolf seems tame, but wary of men. Her behaviour is very similar to the behaviour of a dog. Bill and Henry start thinking. She runs with the wolves. But I think she also ate from the hand of man, says Henry. Bill nods off to sleep. The next morning, there's no sign of Spanker, another of their dogs. The only thing they find is a stick a couple of hundred yards away. The men travel through the day. They notice the she-wolf trails them. They are becoming more anxious. That evening, the she-wolf comes to the campsite. Bill and Henry observe the animal that already killed half of their dogs. It has an unusual reddish colouring to its coat. The she-wolf stares at them hungrily. Bill tries to shoot the she-wolf, but she jumps aside before he can even aim. With only three dogs left, Bill and Henry make camp early and tie the dogs down. The wolves are more daring each night. They are coming closer and closer to the campsite looking for their prey.